Welcome to the Soulful Human Podcast, where we talk about being human while leading with your soul, the essence of who you are, whether you feel that is spiritual or not. I'm Nicole, your host. We will have conversations around trauma, healing, human rights, privilege, and other regular human things such as travel, parenting, or being childless, and relationships. We will also dive deep into the spiritual and wellness communities, unpacking problematic practices such as predatory marketing, purity and prosperity gospel, spiritual bypassing, pseudoscience, appropriation, privilege, and so much more. We have lots to talk about. If you have a story or experience to share, or you work with any of these topics, or have a new idea to chat about, please reach out through Instagram at the Soulful Human Pod. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Hello. So I am in my car, but driving very safely, have headphone in, not looking at my phone. But I tend to have all my thoughts come when I'm in the car. So I'm recording this from the car. I just wanted to give an update for people who have been listening that I have some amazing people coming up. I know my timeline keeps getting pushed back a little bit. It was in May and then it was early June and now it's looking like mid to late June, but I have just been having so many phone calls to meet amazing women who are going to be sharing their stories. And I'm just going to give you a little overview of what's to come. So I do have women who are child-free by choice and some by circumstance who are going to be sharing their choice and how they came to that choice, whether it's been something they've known all along or something that they realize later and or just change their minds, right? And they're going to share that. We're going to have moms on, so many different moms sharing their different struggles, challenges, and how they have come out on the other side, you know, how they're handling it. We're going to talk about postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. We actually have a mental health therapist who is going to come on and talk about that. She specializes in it. And she's also going to talk about, we're going to talk about, for lack of a better word, or what we came up with was like mom cults. So how moms tend to get pulled into moms don't know what they're doing, right? Which is only natural. Like if you just become a mom, you don't automatically know how to be a mom, and that's okay. But there's so many groups and books and social media, you know, people, influencers and other people who are telling you what to do and how to do it. And it's so confusing. And moms sometimes get pulled into really segregated groups. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the lack of support for moms and the lack of genuine support. So there's lots of mom groups and play groups, but that doesn't always correspond with truly genuine support and feeling seen and being able to be vulnerable with the other members of those groups. Or maybe there's only like a couple out of an entire large group. So we're going to talk about that. And a lot of the moms have given me some feedback on what they're looking for in these spaces. And so anybody who listens who has a space like that, maybe can think more into that and feel more into that and how to create it. We are going to be talking about other mental health issues. We have an amazing therapist who is going to be coming on talking about childhood trauma and experiences, and she's wonderful. I can't wait for her to be on. We have another therapist who's coming on to talk about her journey with yoga and how she believes strongly in, you know, therapy, but also that yoga was like the perfect complement for her. And now she incorporates that into her own business, which is wonderful. We're going to talk about nutrition and wellness and all of the myths out there. We have somebody coming on who used to be a quote unquote crunchy mom and what changed for her and the realization she had that pulled her out of what she calls the crunchy cult. We're going to talk about trauma. We have people that are going to be sharing their stories. Some of those will be in those other stories that I've already mentioned. But I have a wonderful woman who I spoke to from overseas who is a survivor of a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. She was working there with an organization, and she has just this really powerful story of, you know, the work she did and this experience that she had that was very traumatizing, and, you know, where she's gone with it from that point to now. And so I'm really excited to bring that to you. Of course, these types of stories are very near and dear to my heart because I have one of my own. If you know me or you've listened for a while, then you probably know that I was at the Boston Marathon bombings. And so when I connect with other people who have been through experiences like that, I definitely want to help share their story and their voice, because unfortunately there's more and more people who are going through mass casualty events and very traumatic experiences. And so I want these stories to be shared and heard, so that anybody who's going through it now or has gone through it can maybe have some hope for what is to come. So all of these people are coming up. I also have an episode with a friend that's going to be about unhappiness. We have both been diving into this a bit. She has been reading a great book. I have taken a course, and so we're going to share what we've learned with you. Another friend, we're going to talk more spiritual, what I consider nonsense at this point. So we're going to talk about the 5D. If you don't know about the 5D, you're definitely going to want to listen. It'll be worth the listen. And the problems that are in that people don't even realize. And then many other topics with that, with natural wellness, quote unquote natural wellness, with spirituality and coaching circles, and what's there, what's happening, what is ethical and unethical, cult-like behaviors in some of these spaces. If you haven't started watching The Deep End on Hulu about Teal Swan, who is a spiritual, I don't know what she calls herself, but very problematic. And the documentary is insane. And I only say, like, you probably have seen her because people sometimes just share small video clips of her that actually sound great. It's advice that might actually be sound helpful. And inspirational. And it's just a small piece of who she actually is. And so that is worth a watch. It is a little horrifying, just to warn you. Just in the practices that she does and the subject matter. There's talk of just a trigger warning. So in case you have this, you don't want to watch it. She does talk about, like, suicide and death and severe depression. So if that is something that will trigger you or be hard for you, then definitely don't watch it. But topics like that are going to be happening a lot on this podcast. And so I wanted to just talk about that really briefly. So that is what's coming up. And I am beyond excited because this is finally coming together. What I really want this podcast to be about: connection and community. So I want people to listen to this podcast and be able to listen to any type of episode and maybe hear themselves in that person, or to learn about another's perspective. You know, if you're a child-free person who doesn't really connect with moms, maybe you want to listen to some moms sharing their story, you know, and vice versa. You know, I hear a lot of moms who are like, well, I'm mostly friends with moms because child-free people don't understand me. And that can be true. I'm very I've actually nannied and I've had a ton of experience with children. I went to school for early childhood. So I'm a person that moms can definitely talk to about anything. And even sometimes ask advice. So, that's not the case for me as a child-free person, but even maybe you'll hear bits of yourself in a story from somebody who's child-free. And this is kind of an opportunity to bridge gaps. So, we tend to separate, right? And think that we don't have something in common with other, with certain people, but maybe you'll actually hear a story that just pieces of someone's story will resonate with you that you didn't expect. Even when it comes to, you know, talking about PTSD and these big traumatic events, like you actually might hear something in there that inspires you, that gives you some perspective, that you actually find a piece of yourself in. And that's really the point of this podcast, is for people to hear other people's personal stories and connect with them in some way, whether that is gaining that perspective, like I said, whether it's feeling inspired, whether it's understanding more about certain people and taking that forward with you. The other thing I want to create with this, you know, and I'm figuring out how I'm going to do it. So this podcast is a passion project of mine, and I don't have sponsorships or anything like that, and I'm spending a lot of time on it, so I do need to figure out, you know, how much I can really dedicate to it and what I can do. So I might create some merch or something to try to help offset some of the costs, both time and money costs to me. And then I also am probably going to incorporate, because of this connection community component to the podcast, I do adventure trips and retreats, and I will talk about that on an upcoming episode, but I feel like this is the place I want to incorporate those into. So creating retreats or travel experiences where, you know, maybe you want to join, maybe you're just a listener, maybe you've somebody who's been on the pod, and you know, you want to come and explore with us. And, you know, these trips have always been about women, people who identify as women, and, about that connection, about creating community, about just having fun together, getting back to, you know, the essence of who you are, which brings me to another thing, is that, the soulful human, and why I have that name, because I think of a lot of times when people see soul or soulful, they automatically connect it to spirituality. And I have, if you listen to some past episodes, you'll see kind of where I'm at with spirituality. But what I mean by the soulful human is, to me, the soul is just the essence of who you are. It's the true essence of who you are. And those parts of us, we sometimes lose. You know, we lose the playful side of us as we start to grow and have to have more responsibility. And we lose the parts of us that are really emotional and sensitive. And we feel like we can't be vulnerable. And so it's really just, to me, your soul is that part of you. And being able to connect back with that part of you is really important to live fully in this human experience. And so I really want to help create that, both in the podcast and in these retreats and adventure experiences. So it's not, to me, it is spiritual because that's what I consider to be spiritual, but it's not spiritual in a sense of we're going to be talking about higher powers and the cosmos or whatever else that you might associate with soul or soulful. So being a soulful human is simply just living in this human experience, connected to the essence of who you really are and being fully expressed in that. So that is the reason for the name. I've had that come up in a conversation recently, so I just wanted to share that. So I'm really excited. If you want to be on the pod or you know somebody who would be a good fit to come and talk about something related to what I've already said or more. So that's what's coming up. I also am starting to kind of plan retreats. So if you have any interest in retreats, I'd love to hear, because I'm trying to get a feel for what people want and where people want to go. So Italy is one of my big ones. Here in New England is another one. But I want to see who's interested in what so that I can, you know, plan things that people really want. So, and it's also a great way for women who are looking to travel alone or wanting to dip their toe into that to actually, just get a little bit of experience. So that's it for today. I just wanted to give you an update, and please, please, please reach out, join me over on Instagram, send me a DM or on TikTok. And let me know about the retreats. Let me know our adventure experiences. Let me know if you want to be on the pod or know somebody who should be on the pod, or if you just want to connect. All right. Have a great day.